And then our next couple of talks are going to be Mississippi State University. Let's see, and you are Scott?
I am not. I am Christian Stevenson. Listed as Ronald, but everybody does that, so it's confusing sometimes. I appreciate you bearing with me. I'm Christian Stevenson. I'm with Mississippi State University Extension. I'm going to talk to you about some of the programs we have going on in coastal Mississippi to address food security needs in that area. So I'd like to start for just a second and talk about coastal Mississippi itself, and particularly Hancock and Harrison counties, where I and the others do most of our work. The population of that area is about 230,000. Of course, they've faced a number of challenges over the past 15 years. Most notably, 13 years ago, almost a month from now, was Hurricane Katrina. These areas took about 23 to 25 feet of storm surge. Very severely negatively impacted the area. The coast is also a tourist area, so the downturn in 2008-2009 seriously impacted the coast, as well as the BP oil spill. But we have a number of projects that we're involved with that help address some of the food security issues that are there on the coast. And I'd like to start by talking about some of those community garden projects. The first one I'd like to talk about is located at the Pass Christian Public Library. This actually started out as an Eagle Scout project, which is great because it's in place. It can't be changed now that it's there. So we have a footprint, but it's a very small little area that's used to produce vegetables and used also as an education resource to connect with the kids that come into the library. We're also very fortunate that the children's librarian in that area is very involved in that program. One of the things I really enjoy about working with libraries on all of these topics is that you have the ability to use the gardening programs to reinforce literacy programs and vice versa, so you can connect what we're doing outside in the garden with books and have that lesson be reinforced over and over so that you can really get that connected in their minds. Another important community garden project on the coast, this is Coastal Women for Change. This started out as a derelict lot behind a building in a disadvantaged area of Biloxi. The Coastal Women for Change took this property, turned it into a community garden. Not only do they donate all of the produce that comes out of this garden, but they also do a number of projects for art that are involved for all of the kids in the community, as well as backpack giveaways and other things as the kids are getting into the start of the school year. Now, this is my favorite one to talk about because I work directly with the Bay St. Louis Community Garden on a weekly basis, sometimes a bit more often than that. This, of course, located on the kind of the far western end of coastal Mississippi in Bay St. Louis, very near Waveland, Mississippi, where Hurricane Katrina actually made landfall. So there's a number of issues that are faced, particularly in the low-income community in that area. And this community garden is located immediately adjacent to the Senior Center for Hancock County, as well as to the Boys and Girls Club for Hancock County. So we have a lot of contact with the community just because of the location of that community garden. The community garden itself consists of just 20 raised beds. It actually started off with a grant from the Mississippi Urban Forestry Council to put in a variety of fruit trees. So we have citrus, loquat, figs, just any fruit trees that we can grow in South Mississippi. We also have 13 salad tables that are there at the community garden, and the talk following me is going to give you a little bit more information about salad tables, but they're a great resource for people like me who might have a little bit of difficulty bending down all the time. So from that community garden, we're able to donate all of the produce from that community garden is donated. And we're able to donate about 2,000 pounds of produce a year. We've been going for about 5 years now. And while it's wonderful to be able to donate produce to the community. Unfortunately, 2,000 pounds a year is a small fraction of the need that's out there. So as important as that food donation is the ability to use that community garden as an education resource so that we can take what we're doing, educate new gardeners, get more people involved in home vegetable production, so that we can have them move out into the community and be a part of the horticulture process. The picture there, the nice lady holding the tomatoes, that's Judy. Judy told me for years that she was never able to grow tomatoes, and those are the first tomatoes she was able to grow, so I'm very proud of Judy. That's a picture of Judy again. That's also a picture of me trying to explain the horrors of wilt disease in tomatoes. And methods that we can use to manage that. We also have some people other than me that come in to do education programs. That's Al Reese. He's teaching all of us about growing mushrooms by putting the starters into oak logs. This is another community garden that's located in Bay St. Louis. This is an interesting one because it started out with the local youth court judge. We have a drug court in Hancock County, and unfortunately there are more people than I would like coming through that program. And one of the things that's involved with being a part of the youth drug court is the young people who come through it have to do community service. And the judge decided that a great way to do that was to set up this community garden right there next to the youth court, and have them actually spend their time in the community garden. And what's great about that is not only is it an opportunity to teach them about growing vegetables, but it also allows us to teach them about nutrition, about making a budget, about economics, about all of these things that they're going to need to know to hopefully take this experience and turn them around. I'm not going to read the quotes from Judge Dino, except for the very first part that I think is really important. The garden has helped kids learn about themselves and their potential. I think it's a wonderful use of a community garden, not only to improve food security, but to help with that youth development aspect. There are also a lot of feeding programs or food programs located in coastal Mississippi that I've had the pleasure of being able to work with. The first I'd like to talk about is Loaves and Fishes. You can see they do have a small little community garden plot that's part of the People's Garden. It's not been the most successful community garden plot that I've ever seen, but the work that they do is absolutely amazing. I'll give credit to my current major professor, Christine Coker, who has been involved with Loaves and Fishes for quite some time. One of the great things about them, they do breakfast and lunch 4 days a week, every week. What I really appreciated in visiting him is not only are they giving food to people, but they really treat it like a restaurant, and it gives them not only food, but it gives dignity to the people who come to that program. This is St. Vincent de Paul. This is a great example of a little community garden project that just needed a bit of a push to get themselves going. They had started off with these beds. They had been there. They wanted to do something with them. So they had someone come in and just give them dirt. Dirt is not necessarily soil. So they had a little bit of a difficulty there. So we were able to go in and correct some of the issues that they had so that they now have a functioning community garden that's allowing them to add a little bit of fresh produce into the food programs that they do. St. Vincent de Paul is a wonderful organization. Not only do they do food programs, they also do prescription drug programs. So you can come into St. Vincent de Paul if you can't afford your the medications you need, and they help you out. King's Kitchen, another program that's located, this is in Waveland, Mississippi. You can see I was able to put in a picture of some produce we were able to deliver them. King's Kitchen operates 6 days a week. They don't do lunch on Sunday, but they offer lunch every day except for Sunday. The pastor there, you can see the picture of that gentleman in the white coat, has a very strong culinary background. But they take donations in from all over the community and provide meals to anybody who comes in, regardless of what your need may be. Another program I've been very pleased to be able to work with is Mercy House. You can see again the gentleman with the beard other than me. The gentleman with the slightly more gray beard than me is the pastor of the church of Lakeshore Baptist Church. He started an organization, Restore Lakeshore. Lakeshore is the area of Hancock County that's kind of hardest hit by Hurricane Katrina. You may remember from the news after Katrina, FEMA sent what are called FEMA cottages or FEMA trailers down to the coast. You think it's been 13 years. You would think that that's not really something that people are still working with, but if you drive through Lakeshore, there are still a number of people living in those same trailers from 13 years ago. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done to restore that area. And he has a real passion for that work and does a great deal. And he's also very passionate about gardening, particularly for people who are, you know, struggling with low income, struggling with finding work, and struggling with feeding their kids, their family. So he does a variety of programs to help people out. Not only are they bringing in donations from large food retailers and wholesalers from wherever they can get it, but they also do a lot of community gardening work. You can see him there with some youth from his church. And every time he has a program, he brings me in to talk specifically to them about even just container gardening in a very small space to try to grow some small portion of the food that they eat. And as one of the speakers was talking about earlier today, sometimes it's not necessarily about producing a large portion of what you're actually going to eat, but just being involved in gardening will increase the amount of fruits and vegetables that you eat. There's some references you can look up on that, but just, you know, getting your hands in the dirt seems to heighten the attraction of shopping in the part of the grocery store that's going to be a lot more healthy for you. All right, with that, I would encourage any questions that you may have. Going once. Yes, ma'am, in the back. Sure, I will. The question is, what is a community garden? And that can be a very broad question, but specifically, she's comparing it to some community gardens in Idaho, where people have individual plots, as opposed to a community garden where everything's sort of kind of put together. And I work with community gardens that do both. One of the other community gardens I work with is operated by the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And there, everyone has their individual garden bed. They pay a small fee to use that garden space, and they take that produce home with them. That's a great model for community gardens. That is absolutely sort of a traditional idea. The community gardens here that I'm talking about operate a little bit differently. For the Bay St. Louis Community Garden, for example, individuals do absolutely have their own bed that they work with, but they also come in as volunteers with the intent of taking that produce, kind of combining it with everyone else and donating it. And sort of their takeaway is the education that they receive as part of their participation in the community garden. And just the joy of being able to help the community. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Excellent. Any other questions? All right. Thank you very much for your time.